Thank you. winter right now, so you'll have to just take yourselves back a month or two. Bloomington, Indiana. I cannot concentrate. Everything before me blurs together until nothing is sharp or simple. The world mixed up and complicated. In the bookstore, I can barely see to let a few words from some page through. All these words collide and jostle one another. Anne Sexton. I open at random and find Sylvia's death, a soothing poem thing which then bumps against biographical blurbs on Dylan and Joni, a children's book about weasels, a recollection of some far-off memory, a map of the heavens, every star illuminated, the courthouse square, my head still for a moment, the breeze scattering jewel-like leaves at my feet, burnt orange, bright yellow, mottled reds and oranges. I press a few into my book. Why? Have you kicked through leaves in the city, let them come up under your toe? Well, I have out here, thinking of you. I cannot concentrate, cannot shut off the world, how I'd love to do it clear. Where am I amidst these blowing leaves which shake, shake, shake and fall through the telephone wires? The world is too full. I wait for it to spill at my feet, like these leaves. Your eyes appear everywhere, in the green lawns and upon these frozen statues. The jade plants in this window echo your stage name. I am late and I do not care, absent from where I should be, neglectful of my duties, trying to sort out these various avenues which run to and fro. I have made a new book from all the random pages, the world the same no matter how we sequence it. Changes in the heart, the head waits and follows a slower creature. And that is what I am doing now, waiting for this pursuit to end, waiting to see you again, but not just you, anyone who can disconnect me, show me some new language, close the car door, find the nearest exit. Help me clear this up. Help me keep this feeling. Help me save these thoughts which I want to hold so much. Help me see this through. Mary, a simple word. Are you there in the cold country? Mountains in your eyes? Like a tunnel, your mouth still full? Horses galloping across your pages? I'm coming through doldrums, through the trees, to wet sounds of life, sun-filled rooms, a word, just a word, to mark your absence.
Thank you.
This is called Morgantown. Can you hear the words okay? Yeah? This is sort of a science fiction travelogue. And it's also a letter to a friend. Traveling through this gray landscape brings back the feelings and thoughts of very distant pasts. Why does the roadway cruising the highway ribbon in a little bubble always evoke these past tenses? Lakes and ponds throw back onto the sky its own reflection, mute, gray, green. A deep dullness takes hold of me out here on these backwater American plains. Solitary old buildings, empty lots full of discarded debris stand frozen in time. A place that is everywhere and nowhere at once. A point on a line, a dot on the plains. Tom, so many memories come back of home and Binghamton too and all that past. I just wrote Phil and was trying to tell him of this vision I had in Morgantown, West Virginia the other night. standing out central on a bridge over the big river there, watching the water flow and looking at all the houses stacked up on the hills, trying to figure out where I fit. Today, just before the sun went down, I took a walk around the streets here. There's a bridge across the river here. It's this river that takes me back. And I took a stroll out to the center, reminded of South Washington Street in Binghamton. I just stood looking around for a while at the houses stacked up on the hills and the ring of still bare trees silhouetted against the sinking sun, the muddy water rolling along below. God, what is it that makes this scene so full of wonder? I looked out at the houses and I saw not just Morgantown or Binghamton, but all the little towns everywhere that I've ever been through, and I realized that even though there's something I love about these places, my overriding feeling is that of great sadness for the people here and all the people who've lived in towns like these everywhere. Sadness for the world, sadness for my own life. The houses made no sense to me, isolated in a vacuum, unconnected to the world. They seemed so finite, so lost in the depths. The microcosmic bustle, like some little anthill, tiny on the edge of the whole fucking universe. So small that I was sad for all of our little lives and wondered how to get out of it, how to eat the world and have it live inside me, how not to feel so cut off. Must I always be moving through it in order to keep the feeling of the world and the larger picture of everything? I couldn't really explain it very well to Phil, and I can't do better here. It's all for nothing. People live and die here, spend their whole lives and never touch the surface of the world. So I look out at these houses on the hill and see that they will never be my houses. I couldn't live here without feeling cut off from the world. Maybe I can't live anywhere. Maybe there's no way to get in touch with the world. Maybe it's an impossible task, an untouchable abstraction. So what am I stuck with? I'm not really sure. The people here are isolated and insulated from the world, safe inside their lives, whereas I feel somewhat adrift, incapable of feeling at home, really, in any environment. It's quite a hideous bind. Yet the water keeps rushing beneath the bridge, pure, with no regard for any of this. And I don't imagine this is the last time I'll be stuck in the middle watching it roll away.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Supporting Roulette.